back with you on The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're going to end this show with a topic that's been puzzling me. Need a clue? The answer is nine letters across and something that's become a staple of the nation's leading newspapers. If you guess crossword puzzle, you're probably one of the many people listening who spends their weekend mornings solving the New York Times popular crossword puzzles, whether it's by pen, pencil, or smartphone. But like many other parts of the news industry, for years, crosswords have largely been written and edited by older white men, and they've determined who and what makes it onto the grid, often excluding women and people of color and the LGBTQ plus community in the construction and content of crosswords. So how can we get the crossword world to become more inclusive and think outside the box, or in this case, the 15 by 15 grid? So how can the crossword world become more inclusive and think outside the box, or in this case, the 15 by 15 grid? For that and more, I'm joined by Kay Austin Collins, a film critic at Rolling Stone and crossword constructor for The New Yorker, The New York Times, and more. Cameron, welcome back to the show.
Hi there.
So that's a pretty amazing gig that you've got there. How did you get into crossword puzzles?
My mom solved them for most of my childhood, and then, like everyone else who starts out getting published, I was just freelancing. I was submitting and submitting to the New York Times and getting rejected and rejected, and then after a couple of years of that, I got my first puzzle in.
So what makes you like crosswords? Like, why was that the medium that you thought, you know, was the one to sort of lean into?
Honestly, I'm you know, it's funny you ask, because I'm much more of a constructor than a solver. I do solve the daily puzzle in the Times, but for me, it's like the same as refurbishing furniture or any kind of crafts hobby. You know, it's making something, it's thinking, but you also have a flow state where, for me, it's just, you know, I step back and a few hours later I have a grid. I can't really explain it. It's just sort of a relaxing thing for me.
It's a flow. I personally am terrified of doing some of these crosswords. But you are one of several Black crossword constructors who was recently featured in the New York Times as part of its celebration of Black constructors. When we think about race in crosswords, and in particular the constructor role here, tell us how not diverse the community is.
Well, I think part of the reason that we had a Black Constructors Week last week this year, and last year we had the same for Women's History Month, we had a Women's Constructors Week, is because the diversity issue is a bit lacking. For Black Constructors Week, we only had, out of the 7 days, we only had six constructors, because the two of us who might have been available to do a Sunday puzzle had to be slotted for other days. Just to give you an example, we did have a seventh Black constructor run this week. But it just gives you a sense of, it was a very, very small pool. And the New York Times puzzle runs every day of the year. So, you know, it could afford to be more diverse. I mean, at the New Yorker, for example, two of the six constructors featured in the New York Times last week are on the staff at the New Yorker. And the New Yorker staff has many, many, many fewer people available to it than the New York Times does. So it's not the most diverse crowd, and that's something that we're working on. That's something that people are going out of their way to, for example, mentor younger constructors of color, women. I'm getting more women doing Friday and Saturday puzzles, which is when themeless puzzles run, which historically have been very, very, very male. Thinking about these things, because there's just really no reason why, there's just no science behind the idea that making crosswords appeals to some races more than others. It really is a matter of who feels like this is something they can do, who feels like it's something that they're invited to do.
Well, let's talk about the clues themselves. And for some reason, I think often about things like standardized tests, you know, where those have been criticized often for not necessarily their difficulty, but for presenting word problems and other things that are really disconnected to the students that might be taking those tests, particularly if they haven't had certain life experiences and the rest. And I wonder if crosswords are the same. Are the clues that we see often reflective of the lack of diversity in the constructing crossword constructing world? And if so, how do we see that potentially changing?
Well, they absolutely can be, and you know, I give you an example of that. You could have the name, for example, Carl in a puzzle, or another good one is D-E-E, three letters. For me, my instinctive way to clue that would be in terms of Ruby D or Billy D Williams. And for another constructor who doesn't have that in mind, it could be any number of other things, which is fine, but when you do that with everything in the puzzle that does have that leeway, when you opt for, you know, a white reference or an older reference, you know, you can clue the name John any number of ways, but he's been clued as Lennon too many times. And it does make a bit of a difference. And that, also just, you know, if you put Beyonce in a puzzle, or if you put, Rita Moreno in a puzzle, or whatever, these are choices that, their names that take up a bit of space, and you're probably more inclined to include these people if you care about them. So who you are, but really also what you care about and what you're sensitive to, all of that plays a role. And the idea for me is for all of us, no matter who you are, to represent a diversity of things in our grids, because they're solved by a diversity of people, but we aren't all thinking in those terms.
There are people listening now who are probably saying, Cameron, what's the secret to solving crossword puzzles? And since you construct them, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I always start with two things. I look for all the fill in the blanks, because those are usually pretty easy.
Okay.
And I look for all the proper nouns that I might know, because those are nowhere to don't. So if you know who wrote this song or whatever is being clued, start with that stuff, and the wordplay will come later.
Have you ever gotten pushback for any of your clues? Or people said, we didn't know who this person was.
I've gotten a lot of that. I've gotten a lot of pushback for naughtiness in the puzzle. I put Cuddle Buddy in the New York Times once, and someone said it made them very uncomfortable, which I feel for them. It's quite sad to me. But yeah, I've gotten all kinds of pushback.
I'm sure you have. Kay Austin Collins is a film critic at Rolling Stone and crossword constructor for The New Yorker, The New York Times, and more. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.